The following is an excerpt from a lecture by His Holiness Jayapataka Swami Maharaj on August 28, 1980 in Los Angeles, California, USA.
Srinivas took all the literatures of the Goswamis, the Chaitanya Charitamrita, from Vrindavan to the Bengal devotees. They were not able to get these transcendental literatures. They were deeply anxious for them. They knew that Krishnadas, Kaviraj, Jiva Goswami, Rupa Sanatan, they were writing. But they could not, up to the time that Srinivas Acharya had brought them, they could not get those books. So of course in those days they did not have multi-litho offset. They had handwritten on palm leaves. So his book distribution was of course simply to the greatest devotees. But he would preach and give lecture from those books and huge sankirtan to countless thousands of people. It's Srinivas Acharya. Actually, it's very good to focus for a bit on the qualities of these great devotees who were actually active preachers, who took the risk on behalf of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to simply go out and preach. This was no less pleasing, rather this was most pleasing to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This was the purpose of his mission. So both kind of devotees need to write and to distribute. Actually, Srinivas Acharya was simply sent to spread this movement. His father was a simple Brahmin living in the Gram, the village of Chakundi, about 5 or 6 kroshes, or about 12 miles from Katwa Dam, where Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted sannyas. He was known as Gangadas Bhattacharya. And he decided one day, I'm going to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Navadvip. On his way, he stopped at Katwa to see the great sannyasi Keshav Bharati, who he often would visit, and then take blessings to go to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Navadvip. When he came there, then he saw there was a big crowd, and he went and bowed down to Keshav Bharati, and he said that I'm going to go to Navadvip to see Gauranga Mahaprabhu. He said, don't know. Gauranga Mahaprabhu has come here to take sannyas. He thought, this is just like getting the moon in one's hand. I am going to see the moon, but the moon has come here. And then he was directed and there he went. And there he saw the beautiful lotus eye, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. His lotus eyes would extend back to his ears. His chest was so broad, his waist was so thin, it would make a lion ashamed. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was there chanting soma ecstatically kirtan. And there were literally thousands of people watching. And he was spinning around and around. And everyone was just crying and absorbed in transcendental ecstasy. Then at that time Lord Chaitanya sat down and he said, bring the barber. And everyone started to cry. They couldn't think. The barber came, paid his obeisances, and he was hesitating how he can put his hand on that beautiful lotus hair of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But Lord Chaitanya indicated, don't, just do your job. So then he put his hand on Lord Chaitanya's head and he started to cut. And the people, they went crazy. Oh no, not Lord Chaitanya's beautiful hair, no, not, they just couldn't bear it, they were falling down, beating themselves, no, they just couldn't, why Chaitanya cutting his hair, accepting sannyas, it was too heartbreaking. The women were crying, the men were, they couldn't look, it was just so painful. And then, you see, after he finished his business, went, took a quick bath in the Ganges, came back, he sat down, in his saffron clothes, so beautiful. But the people, they were just shaken. that the beautiful Nimai Pandit, that now he has given, taken this austere. They couldn't bear to see him take any austerity, taking this austere path with shaven head. And he sat down. And Kesava Bharati said, how can I give you sannyas? You are the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Who am I? I am just an insignificant jiva, fallen soul. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told him that you must perform this. But he wanted just to check, and by kind of a trick, he said, Kesava Bharati, do you know the Vaishnava, do you know the sannyas mantra? Pulled him over and said it in his ear. And this way he initiated Kesava Bharati first. Then Kesava Bharati gave the same mantra back to Lord Chaitanya. Just like we take the Ganges water in our palm, and we go Om Namo to the Ganga Devi, and then again offer it. Like that, the mantra received from Lord Chaitanya given back. So actually Kesava Bharati is the disciple of Lord Chaitanya. Then when he gave that your name is Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Ganga Das Bharachai would just sing, he heard the name Sri Krishna Chaitanya, and he just went into complete ecstatic trance. And actually he was just walking around, walking into trees, and just Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Sri Krishna Chaitanya. He just became completely absorbed in that name. And he couldn't stop chanting Sri Krishna Chaitanya. He got back to his village. And he said, what happened to good old Ganga Das? He's no longer Ganga Das, he's Chaitanya Das. And from that time, he became known as Chaitanya Das.
This is an audio broadcast of His Holiness Jayapataka Swami Maharaj. To receive this audio broadcast on your mobile every day, add the number +91 96819 16108 to your contacts as JPS Archives and send this number a WhatsApp message. Maharaja's message, your advantage.